Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. I thought this morning I would talk about education and vacations, because next week will begin the first of the vacations that Danish students have in their school year. The school year in Denmark is a little different than it is here in the United States, because Danish students typically begin in early to mid-August, and then the school year runs through the entire year until usually about the end of the third week in June. So this year, school ended on the 23rd of June, and vacation started, and then they had about 7 weeks of summer vacation, a little shorter than what American students are used to. And so the Danish students went back to school in early August, and now anticipate next week one full week of vacation. Now, it's kind of interesting because it's called Kartoffelferie. Kartoffelferie, that means the potato vacation. And the tradition of this vacation started, of course, in the 19th century, when Danish schools students would be free from the schools for a week in October to dig the potatoes, and that's how it became the potato vacation. Of course, today, not many students are going out into the fields and digging potatoes, but rather enjoying the autumn season in Denmark. They will come back to school after next week, and their next vacation will not be until the Christmas season. And over Christmas, Danish students usually have about 2 weeks of vacation, very similar to what we experience here in the United States. But then in the spring, it's a little different once again, because usually sometime in mid-February to late February, the Danes have a winter vacation, or winter-spring vacation, really, because they have 2 weeks off then, when many of the families will take a holiday and travel to the south of Europe. It might be a way of breaking up that long winter holiday, or the long winter season, the many dark nights and cold days, and to be able to go down on the Mediterranean and soak up a little bit of sun. Then the next holiday in the school year comes at Easter time. And it's a little interesting, because many Americans, when looking at the Danes, think, well, they're not a very religious folk. They're not a very religious people. You don't see many of them in church very often. However, their vacations do center around the religious holidays. Christmas, of course, but then Easter is a very, very important holiday. And they are off on Monday, Thursday, the Thursday typically when the Last Supper was held, Good Friday, of course Saturday, and also Easter Monday. So it's a little longer vacation. And then what's a little bit unusual is the next two vacations are church-related. The next one is called the Ascension Vacation. In Danish, it's a kind of funny word. It's called Kristi Himmelfart, which means Christ going to heaven or ascension. And the Danish students usually get off one or two days, including a long weekend, or to make a long weekend during that time. And then also at Pentecost, the Danish schools are closed for several days. So that really underscores that relationship between school vacations in Denmark and the religious holidays. And then, of course, summer vacation, as I said earlier, begins in the third week of June. But that vacation does not begin until after actually quite a rigorous testing schedule. Usually in June, the 3 weeks in June are reserved for testing. And so students do prepare and have to take tests, not only written tests, but a little bit different than in the United States, they have also oral exams. And teachers from another school will come to the school and give different students oral exams, so that they're not giving oral exams to their own students. That's a little bit of a look at the Danish education system, even as the students anticipate their first vacation of this school year, the potato vacation. thank you, and do visit us at the museum when you get a chance. Thank you.